This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Cyber attacks are on the increase and are being used to target industrial systems that are utilized by U.S. agriculture. That's according to Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines. Haines tells the Senate Armed Services Committee the U.S. intelligence community has tracked a large increase of cyber attacks across the world.
This year, cyber actors are attacking U.S. industrial control systems, which are typically used to automate industrial processes at record levels. Many critical infrastructure sectors, including water and wastewater, food and agriculture, defense, energy, and transportation, rely on such systems.
Haines says that one large-scale attack would be unlikely to completely disrupt service, but that the pure volume of smaller attacks is worrying.
Cyber actors took advantage of default or weak passwords, unpatched known vulnerabilities, and poorly secured network connections to launch relatively simple attacks.
She says that all government agencies, including USDA, need to work in coordination to build the best defense against cyber attacks and to improve biosecurity.
I think it would be always an overstatement to say that we can detect everything that would be ultimately a potential vector for both human and animal concerns. But the fact is we have really expanded and invested a tremendous amount in improving our biosecurity practices.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're talking right now with Scott Youngman. He is the Enlist Specialist for Iowa with Corteva, and we are talking about application reminders. And Scott, as farmers look ahead to that post-emergence herbicide application, what do they need to know?
How soon is that pre-emergence residual they put on going to be running out? You know, if the residual if it was put on weeks ago and they think it might be getting a little weak, it's probably time to maybe go a little earlier with our Enlist Liberty application and have that second residual in with that. We really, really, really want you spraying those water hemp plants when they're 2 to 4 inches. You're going to have so much better control at 2 to 4 inch weeds if you can get out there then. And then finally, the weather. You know, I'm happy to say it. Maybe got my fingers crossed that we're out of this El Nino. Maybe we're going to see some moisture. Weeds are going to hopefully be a little easier to control when we have a little humidity out there. When we talk about the weather, we also need to keep in mind the wind. We want the wind at least 3 miles an hour, not over 10.
Learn more at Enlist.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.